Shir Yudches and Nida Benos Kusim, Yoredea, Chav Tassi Ben Eitov Shemim, May, June 1982 on Sunday.
I bore up. Now, we didn't go over the basis. We should subserve because it's so. We hold all the subserve. Now, so what is the price to say here? Hamikashe bimei nido nido bimei ziva teo. Kita, koshi so yemechot, visop so shnai, oi she koshi so shnai, visop so yemechot, oi she sop so vikoshi so vichozo visop so, haze arizi yoredes bizei. Avo sop so yemechot vikoshi so shnai, oi she sop so shnai vikoshi so yemechot, oi she koshi so visop so vichozo vikoshi so, ein zi yoredes bizei, goin so dobo. Kei she somoch leide, ein zi yoredes bizei. Shefi somech olayi, then he's here at his busy. So the thesis, uishe sofso, vikoshiso, vichozro vishofso. It's sofso. So we have, this is in the range of the price. The range of the price discusses here at his busy. The same from the price discusses anywhere at his busy. So in the range of the Braise, so the Braise says, it says that first it says koshis or shnai visopsi yemechot. So Arizir is bizei, even though the first two riyas were bekeish, but as long as the third riyah was bishef, so then she's considered bizei. So why does the Braise have to tell us? That sofso vikoshiso vichozlo visofso. So harizir mizei, that's kash. Uishi sofso vikoshiso vichozlo visofso. So ishi has a din of the mizei. So Teishi says kibinas dom reishi shmaim diktone koshiso shmaim visofso vimechot. So even if the riz she becomes his Abidele with the Ries and three successive days. So in the Braise mentions that in the case where the first were Bikish, so in view of the fact that the third Ries and the third successive day was Bishayim, so the male she's considered to let it be Zayi. So certainly, also the Kochiso, the Chosro Bishopso, where only the second Riyah was Bikeshi, and the first Riyah and the third Riyah were Bishayfi. Certainly that's the Yoreh B'Zeyv. I mean, why does the Braise have to mention? If the order had been different, then we could understand. If the order of the Braise had been Koshi So Yemechot V'Sof So Shnai Oishe Sof So V'Koshi So V'Chosro V'Sof Oishe Koshi So Shnai. So even in the case of the first two years, the first two successive years, were Bikishu, but as long as the third year was Bishayfi. So it's only there if we could understand it. But the Braise first mentions the case of Koshish Oshnaim Vishoshoyu is Ariz Bizei. Even though only the last year, the third year is Bishayfi, so it's already considered Ariz Bizei. So needless to mention, Sofso vikoshiso vichozro vishofso vizei. That's this discussion. So this says kidinas, in other words, itzu v'zorech leim alzu katon. This is what the Braise means. The Braise says oishi sofso vikoshiso vichozro vishofso hareize. I mean, see, the Braise says koshiso snai vishofso yimechot. So it's a little bit, even though the first 2 years were completely vacation, so on account of the third year only being Bishayfi, so it's already very safe. So needless to mention, it's all chleima. So because it's of the chot, so it's all very safe. It's needless to mention it. This is what it says. We coach quality. Then it says, v'chim b'seidi. In the Sefer of the Braise, the Sefer discusses Yoredei Shaloi Bizei. So lo yitzorich. What do they say to say? Avon. Sof so yimechot. Because she's a shnayim. Oy she sof she shnayim. Because she's a yimechot. So that's a big chidesh. Sof so shnayim. The first uriyes will be shaved. But on account of the fact that the third day and the third day was the cage, so it's already not his aim. So why did the Brai have to tell us, Koshiso, Visofso, Vichozlo, Vikoshiso, Ezel Mizay, that is unnecessary, because in Big Achidesh, the Brai he just mentioned, that even in the case, the first 2 years of Mizay, on account of the third year being Bikeshi, so it's not even the same. Alachas kamo v'chamo, in the case where you had the first riyah b'keishi and the third riyah and only the middle riyah b'seifi, certainly that should have been a riyah b'seifi. So Tesis says in Achaname, in other words, the same for you also explain it. Zu v'itzol chui mazum. So the same for the prize says, oi shesop shosnai, v'koshe si yonechot. So even though 2 riyahs, the first riyahs were b'seifi, on account of the third year being Bikeshi. So it's not going to say, the mention in Torah claim of Bishofsa because you saw, where besides the third year being Bikeshi, even the first year was Bikeshi. So certainly that is not here. This is what it is. If you say, the Torah is Nikoshis of Bishofsa because you saw, keep me Tom Bishofsa Shnayim because he is Nechot. Now it takes it gives another text. Iname, in other words, in his place. And Tesis goes back to the Reish. Iname, what was the kasha? And the Seif of the Brais. Why does the Brais have to tell us in the Seif? After it already mentioned the Tzof Shosnai, because she saw Yimechot, the same here in the Seif. Even though there was just one Riyabikeshi, the third. So Alachas Kamo Vechamo, Koshisho, Vesofso, Vechoso, Vechoshisho, when besides the third Riyah being Bikeshi, even the first was Bikeshi. So, needless to be mentioned, that this is not your Bizei, that's the Kashi. So the first direct was, Inakaname, it's Zuba, it's Zuba, it's Zuba, it's Zuba. Now it says, Iname, Yosha, Vashminon, Atal Gav, the Roy Koshisho, Kol Yei Masom, Echuleide, Elo Mikhtos. In other words, he tells us, Oishis of Soshnayim, Mikoshis in Yimechot. So she is, Nati Yeledes Bizev. Why? So here it is reference to the case where, let's say, she was cautious, or she was soft, so let's say Sunday and Monday. The Riyas on Sunday and Monday. In other words, she had the Riyas on Sunday, the Riyas of Dan, and the whole day of Sunday, and we had the first Riyas b'meizive, so was in comfort. And then she had the Riyas on Monday, the Riyas Dan on Monday, and the whole day of Monday. So when you say the whole day, we mean starting from sunset till the sunset. So was also in comfort. And then the whole day, oy she koshis. So shof so shnai. So the Sunday and the Monday were both days, the Sunday day and the Monday day were completely spent in comfort. In comfort. Then, because she's a Yom Echot. But the whole Tuesday day, starting from the sunset Monday evening, until the sunset Tuesday evening. So it was in labor pain. In labor pain. So she's not in Yom Echot. So we could say only in this case, because the whole Tuesday day, starting from the sunset of Monday evening, until the sunset of Tuesday evening. So was in pain. That's why she's not here as we say. But in the case of Koshiso, Visopso, Vichozlo, Vikoshiso, and if the pain started, let's say in the afternoon of Monday, till the afternoon of Tuesday, so there I could say I could say, in view of the fact that part of the Tuesday day, the part of the Tuesday day is not vacation. So Mele, she should she should be considered as the already the same. We could argue that way. So that's why he tells us in Amos Rashinon, I forgot to record yourself, call him Masom of the Lady. Elo Mitzose. So still, she's still considered, she's not considered the already the same. Alright, so that we understand. And then Tesi says, V'chein b'reishe b'chaygav. So, this part of Tesi, V'chein b'reishe b'chaygav, is very difficult. What does it mean, b'reishe b'chaygav? The kasha was against the reishe of the price. The reishe of the price says, Koshi so yimecho, v'sof so shnai, v'ishi koshi so shnai, v'sof so yimecho, v'ishi sof so v'koshi so v'chosro v'sof so. So the question arose after the price mentions. Even though 2 days, 2 days of the 3 days of Rie, so Wabikin she spent. But the fact that the third day of the day of the third Rie was spent Bishefi, so that gives her a deal. So Allah has come with Hamo, Sopso, the coaches of the Hosra of the Sopso. Certainly, I was here to say, because there were 2 days the Shefi. So certainly, so what kind of a Chiddush is it? So why does Tesis say, V'chein B'reishe B'chai Gavne? So what does Tesis say, V'chein B'reishe B'chai Gavne? So it means that when it says, in the Reishe, Sopsov, the Kochisov, the Chosov, the Sopsov, Harizi, already the same, it means not that the whole day was spent in comfort, but just part of the day was spent in comfort. So, even though part of the day was in labor pain, so she's already, already the same, how can we say that? That's the Mashos Kashi against Tesis. So the Mashos says that the Pshat, when Tesis says V'chein B'reishe B'chai Gavne, it doesn't mean that the Chai Gavne, that when the Reishe of the Braise says Sopso V'kocheso V'chosro V'sopso Harizir is B'chein, in other words, that Kocheso, that Sopso V'kocheso and then V'chosro V'sopso in the middle of Tuesday, and she gave birth to a child in the middle of Tuesday, and the beginning, the initial portion of Tuesday, so was the Keishi, but since the latter portion, the final portion of Tuesday, was the Seifi, even though she did not spend 24 hours in comfort, she was already ready to say, that we cannot say, because if she did not spend 24 hours become in comfort prior to the giving of birth, then she's not the Yoledes B'Zeh. She's not the Yoledes B'Zeh. But what this means, the Chen B'Reishe B'Chai Gavne, in view of the fact that the Seife had to mention this case of, in view of the fact that the Seife had to mention in this case of Koshis or Sopso, the Chosro of Koshis or, so Menele the Reishe also mentions, the Reise also mentions a similar case of Sopso Vikoso Vichoso Vishopso. But in the Reise, when he says Sopso Vikoso Vichoso Vishopso, it means that the whole day of the third day was spent in comfort. But even though it's not necessary, but in order to follow up a parallelism in the structure between the Reish and the Seife, so he mentioned that. That's how the Marsha explained it. Lekel Efrushe, B'Reish and Abeka Agavne, the Biktsose B'Seife, the Havilet B'Seife, the Bechol Duchne B'in and Seife, may stress the Kulaone. So we couldn't say that Tesis means that the Braise tells us, the Braise tells us that even though the comfort started in the middle of the third day, in the middle of Tuesday, and the initial portion of the Tuesday day was spent in pain, So she's still considered as Yelenis Bizei on account of the fact that the final portion of the Tuesday day, just immediately preceding the giving of birth, was spent in comfort. Because of that, she has a different thing. It's not so, because only if she had spent 24 hours prior to the moment of birth in comfort, then she has a different thing. Not if just part of the day, not 24 hours, so then she should not be considered as a Yelenizei. So, the Bechol Duchte Binun Shein Fin Yisrael Esri Kul Alme, El Dovot Aleima, Kim Di Dubov Es Diseife, Yitz Duch Lehu Lisne, Har Bikosh Yisov 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 Yikosh So, Tone Name Kai Gavne, Dubov Es Dereishe, Sov Yisov Yikosh Yisov Yisov. But of course, that's a Deichak, that involves a Deichak. So in other words, since Teises uses the Russian Dechim Dechreishe Bechai Gavne, So the Reish Bechai Gavne, and so Hai Gavne in the same way, is the same thing, and the same thing means even though just part of the Keshi. So in Reish it also means even though only part of the Tuesday day was the Keshi, was Bishayfi, and that couldn't be. So the old Lenair explains it, that what Teisus means, V'chein B'reish B'chai Gavne, he doesn't mean V'chein B'reish, of course he doesn't mean that. That goes without saying. He doesn't mean V'chein B'reish B'chai Gavne, that part of the Tuesday day was B'keishi. Part of the Tuesday day was B'keishi. And then the last few hours before the lady were B'sheifi. In such a case, she wouldn't have a din of Yelenis Bizeif. But what he means is that the comfort started at noon, let's say Monday. At noon Monday, and the birth was at noon Tuesday. So there was a period of 24 hours in which she spent in comfort. But the 24 hours of comfort were not couched in a day of Lele Miemen, but it started from 12 noon Monday till 12 noon Tuesday. So in other words, so she's still considered as a Lele Miemen. Why? In other words, that this price accords with the view of Rabbi Lezer, not with the view of Rabbi Yeshua. This is what they say. Dal filo le sopso kol yim gimu asom choleide. Kei shi isilo nishkeis bechotzi yim beiz, vi sopso at chotzi yim gimu. Vahakei yoldo, di gam ze mikre svise, ulafuke mi Rabbi Yeshua, di boye davke shi tispes yim sholim sholayim yim, som choleide. So the price it advises us, not like Rabbi Yeshua, but like Rabbi Lezer. Alright, of course, that's more poshet in the thesis. Alright, now, we left off in the Gemara, from Zayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line, from the top. Boyer Rabbi, Keishi Mau Shetistei Beziv. In other words, suppose a woman in the Yemei Ziv, so she became Izovim the Yemei Ziv. Let's say, an Aleph of Nisi, she had a Rias down. So that made her into a new. And then, on the 8th of this, so it's already the beginning of the Yimei Ziva, Yudal Fiem Sheve Nidal Nide. The 11 days immediately following the 7 days of Nidus. So on the 8th of this, she also had a Riazdan. And then, on the 9th of this, she had a Riazdan. On the 10th of this, she had a Riazdan. And it's all in Izive. So she became Izavik Dele. So And so then she made the Hepsik Tare on the 10th of Nisan, on the 10th of Nisan, and then she started to count 11th of Nisan, one day, 12th of Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, the 14th of Nisan, 15th of Nisan, and so on. And then all of a sudden she had a discharge of dam because she was in labor. So she had dam change. So the dam started to flow because she was getting into labor. Now dam kishi is not mitame. Now the question is, now here she already became a sieve as a result of the three rias, as the three rias that she saw on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and 10th of Nisan. And these three rias on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th were not completely, were not amkish. But then she started on the 11th, she started to count Zaynikim, and on the 15th of Nisan, she was getting into labor, and she had a discharge of dam that was coupled with pain, with labor pain. So now this dam itself is not Gerem Zive. But the question is, do we say, since this is dam itself that she had on the 15th of Nisan, so is incapable of being Gerem Tumas Zovek Dele for 7 days. So Mimele, it's nothing to say there. Or, since she already became a Zovek Dele, and she has to count Zaynikin, so even Damkeishi interrupts the whole minyan, and she has to start counting in. That's the bar. Boyro, Keishi Mao Shetiste Bezive, Kol Mashesom. So Rashi emphasizes, Kol Mashesom. In other words, there is no doubt that day on which, let's say, the 15th of Nisan, she started to count the Zaynikin. The 1st of Nisan, the 2nd, the 11th of Nisan, the 12th of Nisan, 13th of Nisan, 14th of Nisan. So she counted 4 clean days, she counted already. And the 15th of Nisan, she had a discharge of dam that was Bekeshi. So it goes without saying that the 15th of Nisan cannot be counted as a clean day, because it's not clean. She had the Arias Dam. It's not clean. So one day it certainly says there. That by Rove is, do we say that only that day is not counted? It says there one day. It says there one day. Like Isav, who started to count the Zaynikin, and then he had a discharge of Kel. So the halacha is, it's Isaiah Yemechot. It's Isaiah Yechot. Or like Yisrael Magdalen, who started to count the Zaynikin, and then she was Pilates Eshich Vazera. That's like a discharge of Kel. So it's Isaiah only one day. So that goes without saying that day is not counted. That day, the 15th of Nisan, on which he had the discharge of Damkeishi, is not counted in the Zaynikin. But maybe it is say all the Zaynikin, and she has to start counting 7 clean days anew or not. So that's why Rashi, Maushe Tista Vizivo Kol Mashesi, all the Zaynikin. Dobro, so there are two alternatives. One alternative is Dobro Ramitame Seiseya Vahainame Mitame Kimei Nido, because Damkeishi can also be mitame. Now from this Loshna Gemore, it appears that Damkeishi, even though Damkeishi b'meizive does not make her into a zovo, but the dam itself is stomach. The dam itself is stomach. That's how it's mashma. From the Russian Gemara, even though, and many Rishonim say it explicitly, that the dam itself is stomach. In other words, mitame mage, mitame yonase, like damido. It's not mitame. It doesn't confer ishemido ishemizovo on the woman who has the discharge of damkeishi. But the dam itself is mitame like damido. That's how it's mashma from this Russian Gemara, and many Rishonim say so. Explicitly, many of the Rishonim say so explicitly. All those Rishonim say that it goes without saying that Dam Kinshi is L'chol HaPocha is Seisei Yomrei, because it's not not. Mashenke, the question is, how about the Rambam? The Rambam Shiti is that according to Maskone of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Dam Kinshi is not Seisei, so it's not only it's not Seisei all the Zayniki, it's not even Seisei one day. And even that day, let's say on the 15th of Nisan, the example I mentioned, on which he had a re of Dam Kinshi, is also counted in the Zayniki. He's also counting the king. In other words, she started to count Zayin king the 11th of Nisan. She counted 11, 12, 13, 14. She had no Tisha Sadam. On the 15th, she had a Tisha Sadam, but it was coupled with pain. And then, so the 15th is also counted. And then the 16th is counted. And the 17th is counted. And the 17th, she still didn't give birth to a child. Even though she had a re of Dam Kinshi. So she still didn't give birth. So then, all the 7 days, starting from the 11th and ending with the 17th day of Nisi, are counted in Zayinji, according to Maskon of Gemara. So the question is, so there is, so it might be that according to the Rambam, the Dam Kinshi, the Torah was Mitaya, so it's even the Dam is not on. Even the Dam is not on. It's not Damnida. Dam Kinshi, the Exercacosic is the Dam Kinshi story. So how will the Rambam explain? How will the Rambam explain this Gemara? Dovo Hamitame Seiseya, the Hai Name Mitame Kimenidohu, Mitame Kimenidohu? So, Bishleime comes to the Bishleime, who say that even though the Maskone of Gemara is the Dam Kinshi is not Seiseya, it only means it's not sincere all the Zayinji. But that day it is sincere. That day is not counted. Why? Because it's sincere one day. Oh, because that day is not a clean day. So then we understand. So maybe that means that the Dam itself is stubborn. So the Gemara says, Domar HaMitame is sincere. V'haynam HaMitame Kiminido. But according to the Rambam, that the Maskone of the Gemara is the Dam Kinshi is not Seisei at all. And even the day on which he had the discharge of Dam Kinshi is counted as Zayinki. So, and it's very likely, and some assume in the Shittas Rambam, that Dam Kinshi is totally gone. It's Mufke of Thomas Damnido. The Dam per se is not Mitame. If to come in contact with something, with Tares, the Tares will not become Tome. So then, that's why, so it's in a clean day. So because it's Dam Toya. So the question is, so how could the Gemara have an Abaye? And Gemara have an Abaye, Dovar HaMitame Seisei, Vahai Namen Mitame Kiminidu, it's not Mitame at all. So the answer is, so according to the Rambam, the Pshat is, Dovar HaMitame Seisei, because Dam Kinshi is discharged from the same Mayon, the Dam Kinshi Kiminidu is discharged. But it's a kosher is, if it be made nido, then it's itame and it makes her into a nido. She's made 7 days. But if it be made zivo, so then it's not itame. In other words, the same woman. So she had a discharge of dam coupled with pain. She's expected. She coupled with pain. She's already in labor. And she had a discharge of dam on the 8th of Nisan. On the 8th of Nisan. So if on the 1st of Nisan she had a discharge of dam, so the male had this discharge of dam on the 8th of Nisan is zivo, so it doesn't make her into a nido. But if she did not have a discharge of dam on the 1st of Nisan, and on the 8th of Nisan it is the initial discharge, so then, it remains Nido, so she is Mitame. Physiologically, I mean. So, it terminates in the same way. Whether she had an initial Ri on the first of Nisan, or she didn't have an initial Ri on the first of Nisan, on the 8th of Nisan, it discharged in the same way physiologically. So, in other words, this kind of Ri is capable of being Mitame her as a Nido for 7 days. except that that accidental, on account of the discharge he had on the first of Nisan, so the eighth of Nisan happens to be in the Nezivo, so she doesn't become a Nido. But the dam itself is that kind of a dam that has the potential of being Mitamaha, Tumas Nido Kol Shivo. But in this specific situation, it's not Mitamaha. So the Gemara is, so Rabbi Sabai is, Dovara Mitamaha say, if the Rie is that kind of a Rie, that is capable of being given Tumas Nido to her, even though for because of a certain fact, so it's not given to me, because what fact is not given to me in this specific situation? Because this Ries Dam was not the initial Ries in this woman. The initial Ries Dam was took place on the first of this. And now, so the date of this is already the Yemezile. But the Dam itself is the kind of a Ries that has the potential of being given to me. So the male can be say so also, even in the Elizive. Can she mouse it is there is invisible? Don't go on with Tammy say so. Why not me Tammy? Kimi Nido. Because it has the same potential of being with Tammy as if it had happened in the Elizive. But coincidentally, it happened in the Elizive. But it emanates from the same Mayon. It emanates from the same Mayon that could be given to Masnidi. I mean, could be given to Masnidi. Or if we are going to say that the Rambam was Geris, instead, Bahai Name Mitame, not Kime Nido, but Bahai Name Mitame Bimei Nido, so then there is no difficulty altogether. But even if the Rambam had a Girse with the Kof, not with the base, so it still can be explained. It still can be explained. If the Rambam had a girse, had a base here instead of a cup, then it's very simple. Why not a mitami bimenido? In other words, this same Ries Dam bimenido would affect her with the Tumas Nido Kol Shivo, but accidentally, coincidentally, it's not bimenido. Why? Because she had an initial Rie on the first of Nisan. So the male at the eighth of Nisan is already a Meziva. But this has nothing to do with the character of the Ries Dam of the physiologically. It's the same Ries Dam as if it had been in an eagle. So the male it should be Seisei Kol Shivo. Oidimo Dovar Agirim Seisei Vailav Gerimu. In other words, what is a seya? Only a discharge that is al-pedim, gerem zivay. But this discharge is al-pedim, not gerem zivay, because it took place in yemei zivay. So then it's not seya. Omele abaye, eines vizivay yechiyach, sheile gerem seya. Now the aloch is kabe izov, izoch. So if a Zov has a Riazim, then he does not become a Zov, then he stops it to Maseret like a Malker. If he has it, if it's a Riazimus, what does a Riazimus mean? I mean, every Riaz of Zive is a Riazimus. I mean, no one has a discharge of Zive voluntarily because he decides to have a discharge. He has it because he has it. He doesn't like it, but so every zive is against the will of the person. But a ria shaloi beines means if the discharge of zive, if the discharge of zive is due to a certain sickness, let's say because he's affected with gonorrhea, so then he has a discharge of zive, and then it's a ria shaloi beines. But if he has a discharge of zive because of a shock or because of certain food he ate, and that brought about, it's not a condition that his organism has, but because of a temporary experience, because of a shock or, of whatever it is, b'machal, b'mishke, whatever it is, b'shiva drochim b'it kines azam. In other words, it's not, it doesn't originate in a sickness that the person has. Then it's considered a riobeis. If it originates in a sickness from which he has to be cured, and without curing the sickness, so the ziva will not stop, so then it's considered a rie shaloibes. So the aloch is by zav, so if the rie is that the rie of ziva, not that, the rie of ziva, he originates in an anus, in a special temporary experience, and so then he doesn't become izah. So anus b'ziv yechiyach shein geirem b'sei sei. So Abaye tried to be patient with child that the dam keishi riyas dam keishi sei sei kol zayim. Why? Because we have an analogy with a riyas anus. B'zive. So even though Eliyah says this, if he has a discharge of Zive because of his shock experience, or because of a certain food, or because he drank something, so then the halacha is that he doesn't become Izav. However, if he already became Izav, and he has to count Zayin Nikin, and then on one of the days, so he had a discharge, again because of a certain experience, not because of a sickness that of which this ziva is a symptom. So the dalach is that it's a seisei. So here too, dam keishi, even though dam keishi by itself cannot be given to mazive, but once she became a zive and she started to count zayiki, and then she had a real dam keishi, so it is seisei. Omalei, so Rabbi said, Abaye, Laye, Hainame Geirlo. He says, indeed, I mean, say, that this is also Geirlo. In other words, you cannot make any analogy between Ries Zivo, Beines, and Damkeishi. Damkeishi, Alpidin, is never Geirlo Zivo. Masheike, Rias Enes, Rias Zive Beines, is Geirem Zive. How do we see it? Hainami Geirem did not. Roh, Riyorishen, Obeit Kineisa. She Obeit Kineisa. She say, Obeit Kineisa. So, the Aloch is now. He has to count Zayin Kim anyway, even if he doesn't have 3 years of Zive. If he has 2 years of Zive, he also has to count Zayin Kim. But a Zav Bal Shtei Riyas has to count Zayin Kim, he doesn't have to bring a Kom when he's cured of the Zive. Mashein Kim, a Zav Bal Dibur Riyas, so he has to bring a Kom. So the Aloch is that if the first 2 years did not originate days, but they originated in the sickness of Izar. And then the third year, so originated in a certain experience, not in the sickness of Zav. So the Aloch is Mechuyev to bring a Kom. So that's the reason as to why. So we see that the Ries Zivo Beines is also given to Mazivo, even though it is not given any extra days of counting, but it is not considered as Izav. With 2 years alone, it is not considered as Izav the Gabi Chiv Kom, but only with 3 years. So Bimele sees that the third Rie is given a Kom, and even with the third Rie, Shebeines, is Gerem Kom, so that means that it is Gerem Zive. If it is Gerem Zive, so that's why it can be said here, Mashein Ki Dam Keishi is never Gerem any din of Zivo. So it's very reasonable to assume that it's not sincere. So then the Gemara asks, Rav Leza Doma Abishin Shibay Kinei Sei, because Rav Leza Shit is that the Riaziva Beines is not Gerem Zav Ligabikom. So, Hochename keep me going with Sosia. Omaleila Rablezer Hochename. That's what Rabbi said at first. But then, that's not the Maskon of Gimor. Toshi. Rablezer in Rabbi Shlish is Beit Kineitze. Rabbi is Beit Kineitze. My love is still a... Low mit Muyalai Tipeg Masse. So still the Gimor is Matchet. And Gimor is saying that in Hochename, according to Rablezer, it's not easier. Toshma. בשליש יש רבי זרים הבית כניסי, ובי יצא בית כניסי, לקום, אמרתי ולא מסתיר, so that, לקום, אמרתי, ולא מסתיר, so רבי זר spells it out, that even, that the ria bay, ria zive bayness, he say, in other words, we require dike only with a become, because if it is bayness, it's not given the chiv kol. Mashein can we gabi stirei, doesn't make any difference, we don't have to be bayness, whether it was bayness or not bayness. It is sacer anyway. So it is spelled out explicitly that Rablezer, the team Rablezer holds that the riazir bayness is sacer, even though, according to Rablezer, the riazir bayness is never gayly. A din of zive. So the Gemara says, "Elo Rabble ze atif shei di dorosh nidirim seis." What the Rabbon amai? So the Gemara says, "Ein chanami." From Rabble ze we have a raya miforeshes that even something that is not giving to mazive, so can be seis. But the shaila is, do the rabbonim agree with Rabbi Elazar or not? So Toshi, we don't have the rabbonim. Ma goram lei zayvei shiva l'fichasei v'shiva. Ma goram lei ker yimecho l'fichasei zayimecho. Ma yishiva, ilay meditam yishiva, hay ma zayvei, tom yishiva meboyavei. Ela, dobra gerim zayseya, dobra shim gerim zayseya, shma. So that's maskon of the Gemara. That's maskon of the Gemara. That according to Rabbanon, only that which is Geirin, Zime, that is Geirin, Tumas, Haima Zime Tamashima, Alam Dabra Geirin, Seisei, that is Geirin, Tumas Zime, Tumas, Zime of Shiva is Seisei, but something that is not Geirin, Tumas Zime of Shiva is not Seisei. But that's only a little rabbon, not a little rabbezer. A little rabbezer, even something that is not given zive, can also be said. Now the question arises, after all, rabbon and rabbezer are not chilek on this din. Rabbon and rabbezer are chilek on something else, as to whether, rias zive beines is gerim zivo, tuma zivo not. So call it rabbonon. We can become even a riazivo beines is gearing to mazivo, a contrablezer, it's not gearing. But we see that a contrablezer, even though it's not gearing, a riazivo beines, still it is sincere, so the same thing should be true, a contrablezer. The answer is in Hanami. If we didn't have any prices that is spelled out explicitly, that a contrablezer, it's not gearing, it's not sincere, so then we would say, since from Rablezer it appears that Rablezer holds that a ria zivo beines, which is never given to mazivo, not even with abikor, is sincere, so that means that it's not necessary in order to be sincere, the zaynikin, that it should be that kind of a ria that is given to mazivo, even if it's not given to mazivo. But there is a braise that spells it out explicitly, not like that. Only that which is gerim to mazive is sincere. So, on one hand, we see that Rablezer holds that the ria zive beines is sincere, zaynikin. On the other hand, we have a braise of the Rabbanon that only that which is gerim zive is sincere. So we have to say there is a machlekes between Rebbezer and Rabbanon and this deed too. Alright. Now the Rashi. Jomor Agerim Lideziveim Lasi Cholich, weil Agerim und Lasi von Lideziveim, der Mensch ist nach Agerim Sieben. Wie Kasche war ich kärlich in Agerim? Kein Kanon Lisezer, Hayil Abstirei, die Chadjeme und Lisezer, die Chikom mit Boi Rove, Lister Akeil. Schen Agerim, kein Kanon, will ich mach was einse, Lisezer, die Jomor Fürken, will ich sie in der Gnese, Laie Benes, in es Name Agerim und Lisezer, שימרו שתיים של בינס ושלישי בינס מסתרב מקום בזמן שלישי זה בגרסי וקום אומר תקדימו יבדיקה ולא מסתירה אלו ויתויקה כניתר צלוי תמוי במעשה אלו ועדה מסתירה ובאי מטיפשי דענן לרבון אבינו ועד פשטס מרב לעזר שר שמענו מבוק התלושים קרומה נכלל וקיימה לו דבר הגרם סביסי רב לעזר דומר אין ניסי סבין הגרם נאי שר רשי סבס Rashi says, and Tisa says the same thing, that even though the maskon of the Gemara is that according to the Rabbonim of Rabbezah, and we pass like Rabbonim of Rabbezah, so in order to be sincere, it must be that kind of a discharge, that kind of a rie that is capable of being given to Mazireh, so it's not sincere called Shimon, but Yei Mechod it is sincere. And that, and the analogy is with Kerem, just as Isaac. Ezav, who started the Karen Zayin Ejim, and then he had the discharge of Kerem. And that is crazy, she goes. Now, the Rambam, he agrees with Rashi, but he's crazy from Rashi. The Rambam tradition. In other words, you might say he agrees with Rashi, that if a Zog, if a Zog will have a discharge of Dam Kesh, so let's say the example I mentioned, on the 15th of this, she'll have a real Dam Kesh, so it will not be sincere. The 4 days that she already counted, the 11, the 12, the 13, the 14, but she will not reach Seisias. So, but this day, the 15th, is not counted. So now she counted already 4 days, she still has to count 3 more days. The 15th day is not counted. So, Rashi Shiti is that it's Seisias 1 day. The Ramban agrees that it's but where Rashi emphasizes the analogy between about Irias Kelly and Rias Damkesh, just as Rias Damkeli is a 7 day, so Rias Damkesh is also a 7 day. The Rambam says there is a basic distinction between Rias Kelly and a Rias Damkeshi, because a Ria is sincere to the same extent that it's capable of being done. So, if let's say a Balcheri, in other words, in order to be sincere called Shivo, so the Ria has to be what kind of a Ria? A Ria that itself could be given to Mashi. Let's say, suppose he's over there. Not a woman who is in labor, but a regular Zabed. She has to count Zayniki. So, and then she started to count. 1 day, 2nd day, 3rd day, 4th day, 5th day. The 5th day, on the 5th day, she makes a decay, she finds that. So maybe it says a whole Zayn. Why? Because this discharge of Dam would be carried would be gay to my Zion, to the Zion, to the woman in the Yemezi. So Mele, since the Rie is that kind of a Rie that has the potential of being mitame the woman for 7 days, she should have to count Zion King. So Mele, it's Seisei called Zion. Mashein King, if he's out. Now, if he's out, let's say, if he's out, he has a discharge of care. So, it cannot be Seisei or desire, because a discharge of care could be mitame desire, the man, for 7 days. No, a discharge of care could be mitame a person for 1 day, to myself. If somebody has a discharge of care, so he becomes tamei for 1 day. That's all. So Mele, if Isaac, who started to count Zayniki, has a discharge of Sive, so Mele, since this discharge itself could be given to Mazayim, so Mele, it's Isaac on Zayim. Mashaiki, if Isaac was in the midst of the Zayniki, had a discharge of carry, so this discharge of carry could not be given to Mazayim and him. How many days of Tume could it be given? Only 1 day, to Maseret. So maybe it's Eisei 1 day. It's Eisei 1 day. In other words, the sphere, the number of days that the Rie is Eisei is directly proportional to the number of days of Tume that it could be given. So if Eisei has a Rias done, irregular zone. Has a Rias Dam in the Yemezive, so the same discharge of Dam in the Yemezive would be gaining 7 days to me. So maybe it saves the 7 days. Masha'im came, if Izove would be Pilate Shechvazera in the midst of the Zayin King. This Pilate Shechvazera, how much to, suppose she hadn't been Izove there, and she would be Pilate Shechvazera. How many days would she become Tavri? 1 day. So Mele, it says on them. The same thing is true of Izar. If Izar has, in the midst of the Zion King, a discharge of Zivet, so suppose he hadn't been in the midst of the Zion King. So it could be gay to Messiah. If it had been the second Rie. So as a second Rie, so it could be gay to Mazayim. So Mele, if in the midst of the Zion King he has such a discharge, so he's from, it's Eisei all the 7 days. But if he's out in the midst of Zion King and the discharge of Keri, suppose he hadn't been Izar and he would have a discharge of Keri, how many days would he be Tomei? 1 day. So maybe it's Eisei 1 day. That's the reason as to why Elias carry in Izar, he says something. So there it's a halacha of stira. But the stira is for directly proportional to the number of days that this kind of Elias is there. So Elias of Zive is there and is capable of being mitami for 7 days. So it says a call 7 days. Elias of carry is capable of being there a tume of Tume of 1 day, so it says 1 day. Mashaim King, Rias Dam Kenshi is not sincere anything. Rias Dam Kenshi is not given any to me. Dam Kenshi, suppose she hadn't been Israel, and she would have Dam Kenshi. Not Israel. She would have Dam Kenshi, she would have a discharge of Dam, because she's labor. Would she become Tomei even for 1 day? She wouldn't become Tomei even for 1 day. Why should we say Seir in 1 day? So then you should say, the Ramban should agree with Shnei Ramban, that it should be counted too. No, so Ramban does not agree with Shnei Ramban. It is not counted, but not because it is Seir 1 day. But it cannot be counted, because in order to be counted, it has to be a clean day. But how is it a clean day? It's not a clean day. So true, this dam is not mitameh. This dam is not mitameh. It's not given to me. But after all, it emanates from the same iron. It's already been zikr. Suppose there would be, I mean, it emanates from the same maya as the same damkeishi would emanate if it took place in the evening. Then she would even become an ego for 7 days. But there is a sakosu, he may see there. So damkeishi does not make her, is not given to Mesnide. But it emanates from the same maya. So mele, it's not a clean day. So it's not that it hates the woman, you see. According to Rashi, so that there is an analogy between the stiras yemechot, of the rias keri nizal, or stiras yemechot pilate shichlazara in nizobu deile, and the stiras yemechot in dam keishi nizobu. The same halach, according to the Ramban, no. Actually, it means the same thing, but theoretically, it's different halachas. In the case of the askeru in his heart, in the case of Pelita Shechla Zera in his other daily, so there it is says the one day, because the askeru Pelita Shechla Zera itself is given to me for one day. So mele, in the midst of Zayin Kirim, it is says there, as many days as it could be given to me. Mashein Kingdom Kenshi is not given to me even for one day. So, but since she has to count Zayniki, so what does it mean by definition, Zayniki? 7 days. Devoid of doubt. How can this day, the 15th of Nisan, be considered as a clean day, a day devoid of the discharge of dam? Well, there was a discharge. Alright, the dam is not mitame, so it's not mitame. But it still emanates from the same mayor as it emanates in Yemenida. So maybe a clean day it isn't. A clean day it is. So mele, it's not counted in the Zayniki. It's not counted in the Zayniki. This is the Rambanji. Alright. Drop that. שאין בחידוש הרמב״ם, נדיר. תביאו מדוע עדיין את תומי סייסה, לא חלם גיימו. הוא לא חלם גיימו. כוסף רע שזר עמי, כי אני דומה של גיימו מסייסה. היו אף סקיימו, וצחה שזקשו. יחדים הוא ניסוסה, וחיבור הוא עוד במיסטר הסקר, ופיר אין שבור דבר הגיון לנזיבה, ולמאפרי, חודם מכמובן דבר הגיון לתומה שיבה סייסר, בקוס רשי does not emphasize the union of הגיון לתומה שיבה סייסר. רשי just is emphasizes the element of גיון סייסר, not גיון לתומה שיבה, ולמובן דבר הגיון לנזיבה, ואוי ניתני אוכל כאי נמחות, ופי חוסי סייסר נמחות, אלו זהו תמי של דבר. קרי שניתם ימי, סייסר ימי, ולא יפני שאין סעדים אלו שבניקים. דומה ימי חדו, ודיני שיעלו, אל חיידו מאלו וסירה מאלו, וחיד ורעילו, אומר רחמון היסטה, ולפיכו הוצחו חולמה שסקירה קדומוסי. אבל כן שאין היסטה, משל תמסמי בו סייסר ושיבו, אבל משל תמוסי לא יגיע מיסטר, ואפילו לימי, שערי אכשרים ניתם לבניזי בכלל, ואף על פי שניתם לבניזו, אין דימי מיסטר אפילו לימי, לדוב רגיל עם אכשר סייסר, ולדוב שטוי אכשר, וגיע למספן אחר, ומי הוא ודאי, כיבי מים אחד, עושה, it comes from the same מיון, is the dam keishi that comes in the Yemenido is in Eile, the Ligora Mimeitea, the Bosaleide, the Amon Nil, Rav Yoma, Maynechodu, Eino Neilin, the Ho, Loistira Mikre, El the Boye Miki Mikol Dam, Shaloi Semayo, the Ho, the Amre Tageo, Mutuma Shivo, Vadai Mishin, the Bayo, Loistira Shivo, הגר ועדיין משום דיבייר וסטירס שיבו I mean there must be a certain mistake I don't know what it means there must be acharecha. I mean, I don't have here the language from Sazamun, but there must be certain. It's not important. I mean, so in other words, so this is the Ramban's shita. So the Ramban actually agrees with the Psak of Rashi, but he explains it differently. According to Rashi, so Dam Kenshi says a Yenecho. He says a Yenecho. And according to Ramban, no, Dam Kenshi is not sincere at all. Not in Yenecho. Riaskeri is sincere in Yenecho. Because he's given too much Yenecho. He's given too much Yenecho. And Mashenchi, Dam Kenshi is not giving, is not sincere anything. But then they cannot be counted. Because it's not a great day. Alright. Now the thesis. Don't want to give him thesis. A small thesis on that. Vim tema. You let us be zeh. Tichiach. This is serious the rab. The oma mayin echot. Ata dar bidam tea le lihe. Shim to me. So yes, the kashe. But you let us be zeh. So we know the says according to rab. Who says that it's my lechot? So it says a. So it says a. Even though Dan Teyar is not given Shintume, so we see from that. So we see from that that even something that is not given is also says a. So why shouldn't Dan Kenshi be says a? Vishlima the Dan Teyar should be given three. Give me she the young to have a so very good day. We have your mama in there for the room. We don't have a case, what do you mean she the young to have a so very good day? Depending whether it would be the mini day or the mizobe. So we have your mama in there for the room. We don't have a case, she the lady on dam. She dam she tear and machmas came she lay there in the gate of the zibe. So what is this saying? This is saying, the Dam Teyar is considered given to me. Dam Teyar is considered given to me. Why? Because if she hadn't been Yeledes, if she hadn't been Yeledes, so then it would be given either to Mazove or to Maslide. So in many ways it's considered something that is given to me. Something that is given to me. Machine, in other words, because Dam Teyar, according to Rav, that it's my nachot, so that means the Dam Teyar is not for the Zeros HaKosu. So Dam Teyar is regular Dam Teyar, but it's a special Zeros HaKosu. That by Yeledes, so she's Muteres and Baal. But if she hadn't been Yeledes, it would be given to me. What kind of tumme? Either to Masnida or to Mazova, depending when it would take place, whether it would take place in Yeminida or it would take place in Yizimo. Mashein kein, dam keishi, so leino, dam shetira machas keishi leido, eni gerem zime. So it's never gerem zime. In other words, even though bimei nido, so it is gerem tumo, so that is keirem to Masnida. But to Mazivo it's never given. So Mumele, it's Idova Shengele, Zivo, so cannot be sincere. Cannot be sincere. Mashenke Damteya, if she hadn't been in Yeledes, so then it could be Gele to Mazivo too, in the Yemen Zivo. So Mumele, but she's in Yeledes. So Mumele, it's considered Dobra Gele to Mashim, to Mazivo. Alright. Now. Omar Abai, Naktinon in Kenshi Seisa Bizim. Vimishkachas Tani de Omar, Seisei Haura Blazim. Tani, Rabmurine Seine, in Wayne Siseres Bizim. Now let's see the Rashi. Now Rashi doesn't say anything on that. Iboe, Mau Shetar. Rashi explains the Abai. Mau Shetar, in Yolko Bizim. Umeidoso, Lewas, Maushe Yalolo in Kim, Vilititstorich, Liste Achre. So, in other words, Rabbi Rina says that lady itself is not Sisa Bizibe. What does it mean? Eride Sisa Bizibe. So, in other words, so, there is a machlokes Rashi. When Rav Mevune says, Eride Sisa Bizibe, does Rav Levi, so, does Rav Marines have reference to an ordinary lady? An ordinary lady, the usual lady, is always coupled with the flow of Dam. It's an unusual thing to have a lady without Dam. The Gemara says that Talmudim say Yesh Tzichasakev Avleida. A lady Yabesh. Alright, but that's an unusual phenomenon. So, when Rav Levine says a lady Siseres Bizibe, what does he mean? Does he have reference to any lady, even the usual lady? The usual lady involves a flow of doubt. So even that kind of a lady is not say a busy lady. Or Rav Levine says reference only to a lady abesh. Mashenke, if it is a lady, not a yabesh, if the lady involves a flow of dam, so then it is says. Then it is says. So, Taisa Shite, the small Taisus. Taisa says that when Rav Levine says, that Rav Levine says, a lady Siseres Bizibe, he has reference to a lady abesh, and Rav Levine holds that yesh psichasakev avleida. It's positive. We can visualize a lady without the flow of that. So that kind of a lady is not sensei. Is not sensei. Now the question is, that's the issue. That's the issue. So the question is, why should it be sensei? If it involves a flow of that, then the lady should be sensei, because the real dam is sensei. But didn't we say before that the damkeshi is not sincere? So the way the Mashor explains the cases, Mashor the Maran, so cases he's saying, even though damkeshi, according to Rabbi Fabreza, is not sincere, it's not sincere called Shivo, but Yehi Echod is sincere. And here Rabbi Marina says, and when this is service with him, it's mashma, it's not sincere at all, nothing you know. So this could only be visualized in connection with Rabbi Yabeshte. Because Rabbi Remes holds that Yeshli Tzichazakev Abulay Dam, so maybe we can visualize Rabbi without any Rias Dam. So maybe there is no stealing, it's not sincere in the Mechot. Mashenke, if it does involve the flow of Dam, so true, the Dam is Dam Keishi. The dam is dam keishi. So, and dam keishi is not sensei. So it's not sensei called shimo, but yom mechod it is sensei. Now, so, let's see what happens. Mao shetar, in yodo bezei, uv meilidoso loy roaso. Uv meilidoso loy roaso. So in other words, Rashi also emphasizes, there was no obvious dam, but usually, at the time of the lady, there is a flow of dam, so it's mashma. Rashi invites that Rav Meremes has reference to a case of a lady abeshte, because yesh nitzichasakev avloi dam. So the mele, the dam itself couldn't be sincere, not even the mechot. But the shayla is another. True, the lady was already abeshte. It didn't involve any flow of dam. But the lady itself is there in Tume. The Aloch is Yilel Zohar, Ismeo Zayin, Yilel Slikevo, Ismeo Yidalev. So maybe, even without the discharge of Dam, it should be sincere, because the Tume could be sincere. So this is the Chiddush that Rav Meremes tells us. Insofar as Dam is concerned, we are dealing with the lady Abeshte. But you could argue that the Shem Tumas lady itself should be sincere. Without that. So, Amaranis tells us, no. Tumas lady, that's an abstract thing. So that is not sincere design. And Nina Ciceres, busy. Iboro, Maushikal. So, the question is, maybe it's not sincere. Seisa would mean, suppose, a woman counted 6 days, 16 days. She counted 6 screen days, and then she gave birth. And the seventh day, she gave birth to a child. So Mele, it's not Seisa here. The 6 screen days that she already had counted before she gave birth. So she doesn't have to count 7 clean days anew. But the question is, that day, the seventh day, and when she gave birth to a child, is it able to design the king? Or since that day is a day of Tumeh, because it's the Yemei Tumas Leile, so maybe it cannot be counted, even though it's not Seisei. But maybe it cannot be counted either. In other words, there is a spirit between counting the day as a clean day and being Tomei al Kali. So that's the shot. You don't mash it down. Abaya Omarins, he says, Abaya says, she's not Seisei, it's not Seisei. The lady Abeshte, that's the way Rashi explains it. The lady Abeshte is not Seisei, and it's not Tele. It's not Tele either. Why is not Tele? Because in order to be, because inasmuch as the day itself is Mele, without that, so Mele it's a point of Noki. Noki means Noki. But if there is no Tume, but if there is a Tume in the day, so it cannot be considered as a clean day. That's a bias. Rome Oma is Sarah's Mele, even though the day is not clean, she's Mele anyway, but she's Mele because of the lady, not because of any dam. So Mele, Noki by definition, according to Rome, means Noki devoid of dam, not devoid of Tume. According to Abaye, Noki by definition means devoid of Tume. And according to Rome, Noki means devoid of dam, not necessarily devoid of Tume. Omar Rome, you know, I'm in the Ditanye, Viachatito, Acharacha Lekulon, Shalom Tuma Mavzeke Dineye, Yamre Mishloim Eile, Hanre Mavzeke Stume, Elu Yamre Tine Eile, Avsiko Leide, Babayo Melocho, Shalom Tuma Zime Mavzeke Dineye, Oma Rove, Mino Aminelo, Ditanye Mizeivo, Mizeivo Vole Minigo, Mizeivo Vole Minigo, So it's so the Bryce spells it out explicitly. Mizei v'voloi v'loi v'oso. Babayo l'omaloch, tome chode mizei ve v'loi v'nigo, v'loi teisne, v'loi v'loi v'oso. V'ro ve haima. I am the mishlei mizei v'loi v'oso, I miss the lady tome nigo odo leif. El yam the mizei v'loi v'nigo. Hai. Mifidikai razov mizei v'nafke. Mizei v'loi v'nige, so you already have it possible. Babaye, had bizov, had bizov. Utsich, gikos of Achmon. Gikos of Achmon is our mission to Mitabe Beines. Abel Zob of Mitabe Beines, and the Lord Utsich. Gikos of Achmon, and Bizov, and Shem Mitabe Beines, and Yomi. Abel Zob of Mitabe Beines, and Yomi, and the Lord Utsich. Omar Abai, we know a minimum that the Belay de Shane Rebe. So in saying long sirazivoso anabele the time yet can make vesotipmo with rabbis is below vesotipmo rabbis is always because I could say that only the day is not the night vesotipmo rabbis are young in the day she says in king my love the king leide loin so it's a raye that they have to be devoid of Tumas Leide loin midam. They only have to be devoid of the wisdom. That it's not a real Sirazimos. The tiny Minidoso Kahimilidoso. My Minidoso, who is in the Sirashivo Ilmen. Afimilidoso, she who is in the Sirashivo Ilmen. Now let's see what Gibor is saying here. My Minidoso, a who is in the ואיזו באלו האחר נידה, ואיזו ראשי ומזי ואילמר, dann mich ja will so viel mehr Chaim in die Liebe, le ilo matsch dich in Schimmel Kim, wie chol dam schere in aus Iseres, aber nieder le habe, hinka und mich gar has in die Svira bim in Liebe, weil ich mein Liebe bim in Svira. So just the Svira in Liebe is not true in this even. Why is it true in Liebe? Because bim Zies, you cannot visualize such a case. Because the Allah is that the moment, I mean, this is one of the Gemores that are contrary to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, so it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon, 7-11. So melee, so it's possible. So it's possible to have the Yemei Nideh following the Yemei Zivah even before she counted Zayniki, according to the Rambam. Here the Gemara says no. My Yemei Nideh say when is it? Then Zobay Alachamide. Then Sira Shiva Nizive Eonen. The Mechayav Zobay Lechayim Yemei Nideh Leilom. Achitech Yifshim Nikim. Vicholdam Shevei Eino Sisales. Avon Nideh Leave. So what is the Gemara saying here explicitly contrary to the Rambam? Suppose the Nishuri of the woman when she started to see as she grew up was at the first of Nisi. That was our initial year. So the first 7 days, Alumide. Then the 8th of Nisi begins the Yudalef Yeh. So from the 8th of Nisi, till the 18th of Nisi, represent the Yudalef Yeh Shevinidah Levinah. And then the 19th of Nisi is again starts the Yudalef. So the halacha is, suppose the initial year takes place on the first of Nisan. And then she has again a year on the 19th of Nisan. So she's again in Nisan. It's again in Nisan. Everybody is. But suppose the initial year is on the first of Nisan. And then she has a year on the 8th of Nisan again. So it's in Nisan. If she has a riyah, let's say, on the 10th of Nisi, she's a Zobetana. She has a riyah on the 18th of Nisi, she's still, that's the last day, the 11th day of the Yudal of Yeh, so she's a Zobetana. She's not a Nido, she's not Meo, she was young. Why? Because that's the Royal Nidos. In other words, and that's based, that Rambam explains it. I mean, that's based upon the Mitzies. In other words, when a woman has a menstrual flow, so it's natural for the woman to have a flow for 1 day, for 2 days, for 3 days, for 4 days, for 5 days, for 6 days, even for 7 days. But if the flow continues for more than 7 days, then she has to see a doctor, then something is the matter with her. So in other words, so that's why the Torah declares that if a woman has the initial flow on the first of Nisan, and then she has a flow on the 8th of Nisan, that's the Roya Estidoso, that's the Yemei Zivo. So Yemei Zivo by definition represent Roya Estidoso. It's not the natural time for her to have a menstrual flow. So, but, sometimes it is possible for a woman to have a menstrual flow every 19 days, to have every menstrual cycle every 18 days as of the preceding flow. That's not natural, some male, but to have a cycle every 19th day is not a natural. So that's why the halacha is, it's halacha l'mishmei Sinai, but halacha l'mishmei Sinai is based upon the Mitzvahs. The Ramban explains it. It's Aloha Meshim Sinai, Yudalef Yeh Shevinidah Levinah. But the Aloha Meshim Sinai is based upon the Mitzvahs. In other words, why does the Aloha Meshim Sinai say that if a woman had an initial flow on the first of Nisan, and then she has another flow on the 8th of Nisan, or on the 18th of Nisan, so then it is of a time. She's not a Nisan, because it's not, it's unnatural. But if she had an initial flow on the first of Nisan, and then she had an initial flow on the 19th of Nisan, so it's not a legend. So in the case where she had the flow on the first of Nisan, and then she had the other flow on the 19th of Nisan, then all the Rishayim agree that it's already a Yemei Nidah. The machlokes between the Rishon Ramban, which is the Shita of all Rishon, except the Ramban, and the Ramban is the case where the woman had an initial flow on the first of these. She had an initial flow on the first of these. And then she had a flow of dam, let's say, on the 16th of these. And then she had a flow of dam again on the 17th of these. And then she had a flow of dam again on the 18th of these. In other words, on three successive days. So she becomes his Abudeva. So according to the Ramban and all the Rishayim, if she didn't have a flow on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, she just had a flow on the first, and then she would have a flow on the 19th, so it would be a minigah again. Mashiach in this case, if she had an initial flow on the first minigah, and then a flow of that on the 16th and 17th and 18th, So the Yeminidus do not begin according to Ramban or the Rishayim on the 19th. Because once she became a Zabudera, so the Yeminidus is deferred until the woman has counted seven clean days. So in other words, so if she had a flow on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, after having an initial flow on the first of this, so she becomes with the Riyas Dam on the 18th, she becomes a Zavudeira, so she has to start counting Zayin. So the 19th is the first day of the Zayin of the Zayin King. Then she counts 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. So the 25th completes the Sfira Zayin King, and then if she'll have another flow on the 26th of Nisan, so that will be the Tchilas Yemenida again. The Tchilas Yemenida again. But if she has a Riyas Dam, let's say, on the 25th, according to Ramban and the Rishayim, on the 25th, that's the seventh day of the Zayin King, so the Mele, it's not Yemenida yet, and Yemenida have not begun, and she's still in the midst of counting the Zayin King, so it's a Seiya, so then she has to start counting with the 26th, again, Zayin King. So the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th, and the 30th, so that's 5 days, and then the first of the year is the sixth day, and the second of the year is the seventh day. So then, and if she doesn't see any da until the second of the year, and then if she will see da again on the third of the year, so then it will start in the year again. That's the shita of the Ramban and all the Rishayim. And what the shita of the Ramban is that the Yeminido, even though she saw da on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, so she became required to count Zayin Kin, but the 19th begins the Yemenido again, even though she has not counted Zayin Kin. So this, the number of Gemores counter to Shis Rambam. One Gemore is the Sugi in Erech Mdat Ches, the Sugi of Teyeh, the Sugi in Erech Mdat Ches. Another Gemore is the Gemore here counter to the Rambam, because here the Gemore says, so my minidoso in ruin lezive the inzover lachamide the inzvir hashiva lezive eremen lo mechihave zover lechayo yiminidol eyom at she teish efshim unikim lichol dam shere yehin elo siseres in the sense of a needle to have it he can't be mishkach as in the sphere of the needle or in the needle of the sphere after the needle later how you will be Dobro mi nita je vengruje mi sive ke li goma no i doma mahra zlat o hrnamo li insvira mi damino li nide no i talo be svira šivo ke mi njongo bi mi sire so hove ga sino afi no i doso še mi vruje mi sive e i svira šivo je ne so what did the price say? The price mentions the opposite that ma ke mi doso kach mi mi doso Magine Nidoso in Ruinizive, Ben Sirashiva Yonem, so it's not that Alpidin, it's not here. Because It's impossible. It's the Epsha. We cannot visualize against that the name Doso should be alien for the Sfiras Doso. Why can't we visualize such case, such a situation? Because if she already became Zomidele, then the beginning of the Yeminide is deferred until the woman is counted, Zayuki. So maybe it's not Chaya. It's not Chaya to say that the Yemeni Doso should be able with Sfiras Doso. It's not Chaya, because there is no, we can't visualize Yemeni Doso in which the Sfiras Doso should be realized. Because if she has to count like a king, so the Yemeninus will not begin until she has completed as I begin. So just as it is impossible, so the Bryce says, just as it is impossible for the Yemenis philosopher to be realized in the Yemenidus, so then it's impossible. Not that our Bidin is not here, but it's impossible. So, even though there it's possible, but it's yes, to count Zayin Kim in the Yemeni Doso, in the Yemeni Doso, but Al Pidin, it's in Sfira Shiva element. So, the Gemara says that even though we learn out Yemeni Doso from Yemeni Doso, and Yemeni Doso it's based upon a Yevshah, so we still can learn out Yemeni Doso, even though there it's Yevshah, we can learn out. But anyway, from this Gemara it appears, contrary to the Rambam, that the moment the woman became obligated to count Zayin Kim, so the Yemeni Didus are deferred until she has completed the count of Zayin Kim. So Birode, Homane Reblezeri, the Rambam Mr. Namesos. Now the Gemara Sikashi against the Braise. V'chidonu Nefsha Mishi Efsha. How can the Braise learn out the Alfusek of Yemeni Doso from Yemeni Doso? Just as Yemeni Doso, just as the Zayin Kim cannot be counted in Yemeni Doso. Why can't it be counted? Any halacha that it cannot be counted? Because in Tzias, we cannot visualize a count of Yemeni Sfiroso in Yemeni Doso. Because if she has to count Zayin Kim, so Yemeni Doso will not begin until she has completed Zayin Kim. So maybe in Tzias, it's impossible to visualize such a case. Not that there is aloha, it's not healing. So from that we learn out that Yemeni Doso who have been tears, it's possible to count Zayin Kim in Yemeni Doso. That too should not be. So how can we learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha? Omer Rav Chatve Barame, Omer Rav Lezer, Omer Rav Chatve Barame, Rav Lezer. The Omer Adoni Efsha Mishi Efsha. Where does Rav Lezer say it? That's in Seches Melochis. In other words, that the Pesach cannot be brought from Maisa. So the Miseches Menochel, the Feritatik, the Yahweh Pesach Beiris, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Sheloyobi Elo Minachul, Sheloyobi Minachul, because how do we know, in other words, that he cannot, not Alochi is if somebody has Maisa Shem, Chutz Yerushalayim. So what does the Torah say? So it's too difficult for him to carry the Peiris Maisa Shemi. So he's paid the Maisa Shemi, the Peiris Maisa Shemi, and Mois. And then he keeps the Mois until he's ready to go to Yerushalayim. When he goes to Yerushalayim, so he takes these Mois, he buys with the Mois Maisa Shemi, he buys Boso, and he eats it, Ikdushas Maisa Shemi. So the question is, suppose he had Maisa Shemi and he was paid the Atanamois. Now he comes before Pesach, he comes to Yerushalayim, he has to go before Pesach to be makfil, they call him Pesach. So he comes before Pesach, he comes to Yerushalayim, he has the Mois Maisa Shemi, so he wants to buy a seh with the Mois Maisa Shemi and to be makfil as a Kom Pesach, and to eat it as a Kom Pesach. So Rav Lezer says, no, he cannot buy the Mois Maisa Shemi Yiseh to be used as a Kom Pesach. Why? Because we learn how Pesach Deir is from Pesach Mitzrayim. were the Israelites in Mitzrayim able to buy Erev for the Pesach Mitzrayim with Moshe Mascheni? They weren't able to do it. Why? Because that was before Matan Torah, and there was no such thing as Moshe Mascheni in Mitzrayim. So Joseph's Pesach Mitzrayim could not be bought with Moshe Mascheni, so Pesach Mitzrayim in Bodim Tzias. It is possible to buy with Moshe Mascheni. Al Pidin, it cannot be bought with Moshe Mascheni. This is what the Rebbe says. How can you learn out Efshar Mishi Efshar? So what does the Rebbe say? We can learn out Efshar Mishi Efshar. So this price that learns out Yemenite from Yemenite accords with the Rebbe. So Rebbe is the Ramadan Efshar Mishi Efshar. In other words, this price does not have to accord after with Reb Lezer. It can accord him with Reb Akiva, who says, "Ain donim efsher, mishi efsher." But that's in regard to a mamotzi, but not in regard to a hekesh. Hekesh means when two things are written in the same posse. Kimein veisotikmo. So in other words, Yemeride and Yemenide are in the same posit. So a hekesh, where the two items are written in the same posit or in two psukim near each other, so there even Rabbi Akiva is made it, that we can deduce efshar mishi efshar. So I'll call it Kishna Kosa. Inkid Abraham al-Had Baram al-Marab Shemisra Bredoi. The Madon Nefshem Shevcha. But the Oma, I know it can accord even with Rabbi Kide, but here it's a Hekesh. I'll call it Kishna Kosa. Oh, I can look at here, and in a few minutes I'm going to start the next year. Cheers.